That was a little bit of a sweat late too. Mitt had his parlay, money line parlay. I was on the Dodgers and Guardians. You were on the Guardians and just the Guardians?
Bolts lost. Fucking Rangers got him, my friend.
Oh, hockey?
Our beloved Bolts losing game one. I don't love it.
Can't have that. Can't have that at all. So today, what we'll do is we'll go through the baseball. We have a college football game tonight. Maybe we'll peek through some of the bigger college football games today as well. Any footy tomorrow?
Yeah, so I did the same thing I did last
week. Oh, no. Did the name game get you?
So tomorrow, it is again Freiburg Moneyline and Monaco Moneyline. I skipped. Marseille seems to have Sporting's number, and Frankfurt's up on Tottenham right now.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Eric Dyer has not been the same since he got called up to England. He's on a bit of a funk.
Is that at Tottenham, or is that away days there?
I believe it's at Frankfurt. I'm not sure, actually. I mean, Liverpool's tied turnaround with Rangers right now, so what the fuck can I say?
Hey, that happens to the best of us.
That's
funny. Yeah, Liverpool loses to Rangers. I don't know, dude.
Okay.
Look at that coat, Tony. You look like you could be out there for a fucking game right now.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You should go full tracksuit.
No, yeah, I didn't go full tracksuit. Let's do baseball. Let's start baseball. Philly at Atlanta. Philly's up 1-0 in the series. Castellanos, fucking big game yesterday. Atlanta almost came back, but they did not. Today, Wheeler is on the mound, goes up against Kyle Wright. 4:35 first pitch. It's on Fox, which, thank God it's on Fox.
Didn't like that last night?
No, I'm saying last week, the first round, the opening round, the ESPN crews are so fucking bad, dude.
Just a lot worse.
Listen, I know we love Timmy Kirchen, but he is not a play-by-play guy, okay?
You know what is also awesome? If the Mariners can get to game four.
Oh, no, your beloved Mariners.
I mean, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Bob Ray, it's your guy, Bob Ray.
He did
it
against the Jays, too. He brought in the rookie star. Robbie Ray piped two fastballs right down the pipe to maybe the best fastball hitter in baseball.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, it was insane. But if the Mariners are playing Sunday, we get a late start for Cardinals Seahawks.
That's
right into Sunday Night Football.
Now we're fucking. Hey, now we're talking. Watching D-Butt
2:30 start on the West Coast.
Watching D-Butt do lunges with like 100 pounds up and down the steps. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Got a camera over
Wheeler versus Kyle Wright. Wheeler, he's been really good as of late. He was really good in his start against St. Louis. He's got a 2.70 this year against Atlanta. Wright's been pretty good in his own. I mean, he's given up two in each of his last three starts. His September
1-5.
Yeah, great. His September wasn't as good, but he does have a 2.84 against Philly. As far as hitting righties is concerned, Atlanta has a slight advantage. I think this is kind of a coin flip for me. So when it's a coin flip situation, I think I'm going to take Philly plus a half first five with Wheeler. I think I was going to take whoever was getting the half here first five, and it happens to be the Phillies. They're hot right now.
Fair play.
So I'm going to take Philly first five plus the half.
I think the Braves at -128 first five I like. I think Braves can't go down two here. Like, you can't lose this game. I think they get it figured out. I know the Phillies are hot, but that's a short price for the Braves on the first five, my friend.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
I'm just waiting for one of those Wheeler games where he just doesn't have it.
I know. It hasn't happened in a while.
No, it hasn't. Like, he usually has one like every four. He hasn't done it at all.
Bruce?
Yeah, I'm on the Braves with you, Gump. The Braves, they were never swept in a three-game series and rarely lost twice in a row. I really like them to bounce back in the full game.
You mean three-game series, like, throughout the season?
Throughout the regular season. Like, they're very tough to beat twice in a row.
They won a lot of series.
That's tough, Bruce.
I just want to know if you're going to do hockey picks there or not. About 5 minutes.
I got two hockey picks.
Gump's pumped. He's got two picks tonight. Oh boy, we'll save that for the microphone. I don't want to say that he's blaming you for making him take the Lightning, but he's kind of blaming you for making him take the Lightning.
That's fucked up.
I mean,
the New York parlay lives.
Oh, the New York parlay is looking great. The cash out is just up and to the right. That's kind of one of those things that I'm just going to look at all week. Like, oh, I don't have to worry about these picks. I'll just do this parlay, that parlay, because I know I have my New York parlay cooking in the crock pot, baby.
Okay, 8:37, first pitch. Padres are at the Dodgers. Like you said yesterday, last night, and we talked about it, Clevinger. Dodgers have Clevinger's number.
Yeah.
It was going to be that. And then after that, they kind of shut them down. They scored a few on their own. Tonight, it's you who had a good first start last week against the Mets. A really, really good first start last week against the Mets. Going up against Clayton Kershaw, who has been really good. He's given up four earned runs total in his last five starts. So Kershaw's been really good. He has a 0.75 ERA versus the Dads this year. So pretty good against the Dads. Yu's pretty good against the Dodgers. 2.52 against the Dodgers. If anything, I would be looking at the under here, but it's seven. I don't want to take an under seven. So I'm going to sit this second game out.
Yeah, I'm out on this one too, Tull.
Really?
Who are you taking?
But what, you gonna bet you?
Yeah, I'm taking you.
You're a crazy person.
I'm actually
about not being able to pitch in the playoffs.
Hey, I mean he is absolutely dealing right now, and if the Padres are gonna steal one, it basically has to be tonight. I'm taking him on the run line plus 1.5 minus 135 around there. Full game, but I don't mind them plus a half first five either. I think the Padres just, you know, if not now, when?
Matt, you got any, you doing any baseball tonight?
Yeah, we're cooking up a parlay right now.
Hell yeah. Do you have it?
Oh, is this? Oh, there was only two games. I didn't realize there was only two games. Fuck, yeah, I do have it. Sorry. Two-leg parlay.
If only there was a show where you could let it out.
I didn't realize the next game was Thursday. We got the Slam Diego Padres plus 1.5 full game and the Atlanta Braves full game money line parlayed together for plus 193, Tony.
Okay.
Nice. I love baseball.
Hey, you do love baseball. We all love playoff baseball. Okay, so that's what we're doing for MLB. Let's do a little bit of college football. We'll kind of run through some of the games. We'll do tonight. Raging Cajuns, Marshall, Thundering Herd tonight. What's the line on that one?
10.5.
Woo! Marshall's 10.5. Ooh. Laying 10.5. I don't want anything to do with a side, but I will. Wednesday Night Football. Obligated to make a pick here for myself. I will take the under. ULL, they are 29th in the league in passing percentage, so they majority passing. Marshall has a advantage on passing defense on that side. Then on the other side, Marshall 16th in rushing, so they might majority rush. ULL has a large advantage rushing defense, so when the defense has advantages like that, and the total is 46.5. I got no problem taking the under 46.5 here on Wednesday Night Football, college football. You doing anything?
Everybody's on the Cajuns, huh?
Are they? I can see that.
71% of the money, 53% of the bets.
I can see that. I mean, it's a lower total with a lot of times gambling 101, they'll tell you if it's a lower total and a big spread to take the dog, because it's if there's less scoring in the game. It's math. It's hard for the favorite of a big favorite to cover if there's less scoring. I could see that. I didn't feel comfortable with the side though.
Yeah, I think that math is fucking stupid, and I'm taking Marshall minus the 10.5 here. Don't care, laying the points, love it. Thunder and fucking Herd, let's go. We are.
You doing anything here, Pa?
Supposed to say Marshall.
No, that's good. You're good. Probably not.
That's a good question. I got to do something. I'm just trying to come up with it. That's
I got something.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I'm on the Raging Cajuns plus the 10.5 math. Because math isn't stupid. It's actually quite smart. I mean, the odds are we're probably looking at like a 21-17 slugfest. Give me the 10.5 points. And then I actually parlayed it with the Knicks are in town, the preseason Knicks, 2-0.
You are
at the Pacers. So I'm on the Knicks money line and the over 23.5.
You going to that game?
No. As of now, no.
Okay.
They'll make it.
Did you decide to not make a pick? Or
should I take the over so everyone has a winner?
Yeah, people would love that.
No, I'll take the points with the Cajuns, okay. Too.
Yeah.
I know you're pissed that Napier's gone, but...
I always got to take a dog in that situation where you got nothing. Die with the dog on a Wednesday night. That's how it goes.
All right, let's look at a couple of the bigger ones. Starting at noon, Penn State, Michigan.
The thought to Penn State here, isn't there?
There is. There's definitely a thought to Penn State here.
Right?
This one, I think the defense is both offenses. Michigan's offense scoring-wise, efficiency-wise, has been good. There's also a
but against there's way
a thought
worse.
There's a thought to who is Michigan played.
Yeah.
Penn State. They beat Purdue. They could have lost to Purdue. They beat Auburn. Auburn stinks, but it is an SEC road game. There is a thought here to take Penn State. I am gonna because these are pretty good rushing teams, pretty good defensive teams. You know where I'm going. The total was like 51.5, I thought, which is a high total for this game, in my opinion. I'm going to be taking an under here in Michigan and Penn State.
Yeah, if anything, I'll definitely be on Penn State in the points, but I'll probably stay away from me. So.
Yeah, it's at 51.5. I think that's a high total, I feel like, in this game.
It's the biggest Penn State-Michigan game in quite some time.
You're goddamn right
quite
it is.
Some time.
Bruce? Right? Bruce, how are you doing anything here? You're thinking about it?
I agree with you where, like, obviously I root for Michigan when I can, but laying 7.5 is a bit too much. I think Michigan wins but does not cover.
Okay. Mitt, chime in whenever you want. I know you said you hated the slate this week. Here's one. Explain this to me. Okay, I'm just going to give you some numbers here. The last 2 weeks, this team has given up 55 and 49. They've given up 668 yards and 585 yards. And they're 7.5-point favorites against a 5-1 team.
Oh, I'm on this game.
This is a joke.
Who
now 9.
No,
what?
It's 9. I took it at 9 like 20 minutes ago.
You're going to get 10.5
on this. Kansas is
9.
What is 9?
This is pandemonium.
It's not like they got worse when the backup came in either. They were in that game.
What? Hold on. You're telling me Kansas is 9?
9.
I just took them at plus 9, Tony.
90% of the bets, 68% of the money. And as you can guess, the Sharps are on Oklahoma. For whatever fucking reason, dude.
I wouldn't have been shocked if you told me Kansas was minus 9.
No.
No.
Not at all.
The way Oklahoma's been playing,
suck. I saw 7.5. I was like, oh, this will surely go down.
Now, Daniels is out.
But I see 9.
Daniels is out, but the fucking Bean Man threw for 4 touchdowns last 262. He threw for 4 touchdowns, 262, when he came in last week. He threw a good ball.
He was slinging that.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
It's a trap.
You know what? It could be the most trappy trap of all times.
Whatever.
Call me the captain of the Titanic, okay? Yep.
Also die down for what Kansas has done this year, right? Like,
yeah.
If you lose one on Kansas after all you've won with them, fuck it. Who cares?
If you laid 6.5 here and lost, you'd be okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking I'm back. Okay. Skipping through here. Ole Miss is 14.5-point favorites against Auburn. That'll be a running game. Texas, 15.5-point favorites against Iowa State. Iowa State can't score, but they are good on defense. Are they good enough on defense to make up for not scoring?
Wins dealing. I don't know, dude.
Minnesota is 5.5 against Illinois. Illinois is what's his name? DeVito. I don't know if DeVito's playing or not. And Sitkoski, who transferred from Rutgers, I believe his name is. He fucking was not good. I probably won't.
Snake oil rebound.
Yeah. Ibrahim's back or whatever the running back's name is. I'll probably stay away from that one. If it wasn't for this game, Penn State, Michigan would be the game of the day, maybe. But Bama, Tennessee, is it still 7.5?
Seven.
Okay. So here is how I see this one. Tennessee's pass defense is actually pretty good. Their rushing defense is good. Their passing defense hasn't been as good. And then Alabama's rushing offense has been unbelievable. They're averaging 257 on the ground a game, which is third in the nation. Jahmyr Gibbs is ninth in Heisman odds. So it's like, I think it's going to be, can Bama run, which they probably will be able to run again, even though Tennessee's rush defense has been good. And then on the other side, Tennessee throws the ball all over the fucking place. And if Bama had a weakness, we saw it against Texas, it's their corners covering. I don't know what I'm going to do in this one yet.
Anytime I see 84% of the bets and 77% of the money against Alabama,
yeah,
I will lay it with Alabama.
I don't hate that rule.
That's just, they owe me money from last week, too. There's no, Bama can't be playing tight games every week. This can't be real life.
Here it was. Sorry, Bruce. Tennessee's number 7 in the country, allowing 2.79 at carry, and 11th, giving up 89 rushing yards a game. That's why I said it's going to be Bama's rush game versus Tennessee's rush defense. Tennessee's pass defense is 123rd in the country. Bama's wide receivers haven't really scared anybody yet. That's why I think this is an interesting matchup. Go ahead, Bruce. Sorry.
Gump, I think at a certain point with the Bama winning ugly, you kind of just have to believe your eyes. Like, it seems like week in, week out, they're going to grind out close games. In Tennessee, mostly it's just been like, you know, smoking people.
This Bama team kind of feels like the Bama team when they were still winning national championships, but they were doing it with defense in the running game. Is the quarterback good enough to win a national championship was always the question for a while.
Yep. Yelling like McElroy yelling at his center.
Exactly.
Remember Blake Sims?
Exactly. Yeah. All those questions.
It just feels like one of those games where it's like Saban's 15-0 against Tennessee and we're sitting here on a Saturday afternoon going, okay, Bama's back.
Yeah, could be for sure. I think it helps.
Some medicine.
I think it helps. They are on the road though. Tennessee's at home. Interesting one. Big one for Big 12 implications. Also, sorry, go ahead.
It feels like these game day underdogs are on a bit of a run, or am I just dreaming that?
Kansas felt like they could have won.
They definitely could have.
They covered, though, right?
They pushed.
They pushed before that.
App State had a
definitely
miracle.
Did not cover. They barely won.
That was a unique.
Clemson
covered.
Clemson was not a dog, though.
They still covered.
They did cover.
Just talking ATF.
Oh, I thought you said dogs.
I did, but fuck it.
Oklahoma State's at TCU. Here's the interesting part of this one. Both of these offenses are in the top 5 in scoring, TCU and Oklahoma State. 46 points per game and 45 points per game. Spencer Sanders is great. Max Duggan is great. Here is the interesting stat. Oklahoma State's defense is 104th versus the pass. TCU's defense is 112th versus the pass. I haven't looked at the total. Can I guess that it's 78?
68.5.
Really?
51% of the bets on TCU, 57% of the money on Oak State.
68, huh?
Sharps on TCU.
I think this one gets to 70.
I think I like Oklahoma State getting points.
Me too.
I mean, I'm not going to bet on this game.
Come on. Be a cowboy, Tony.
On a steel sea.
I mean, this game is just going to be...
I don't want to be a cowboy.
It's going to be back and forth, and then the quarterback's going to make a mistake.
Walk-up song again.
And then another team's going to score, and they're going to be down 14. I will say this. I think the game, whoever wins, I think it's going to be by double digits because someone's going to make a mistake, and the other team's going to score, and it's just going to go back and forth, and they're just going to... I think. I could be wrong, but I
feel like Oklahoma State getting points this year is something that I just have to do.
Yeah. NC State, another top 25 matchup, goes into the Cuse. We don't know if Devin Leary's playing or not. I'm not betting on NC State without Devin Leary.
The lines is starting to say it doesn't. It's up to 3.5. Money line. Syracuse open money line -156, now -178.
Yeah.
74% of the bets on the Wolfpack, 67% of the money on Syracuse.
I might buy it for Syracuse here, but
2.5.
NC State's backup was 0-for-1 when he came in last week. I don't know if they just didn't trust him.
I'm surprised that they battled back to win that game against Florida State.
Yeah, it was 2 picks. What's his name? Threw 2 picks, and he's been good all year. Florida State's quarterback slipping my mind right now.
He has been really good.
And he threw 2 picks, and that was pretty much the game. Florida State should have won that game. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do in that one yet. Any other big ones? Arkansas, BYU. The matchup here is Arkansas's pass defense is 118th. BYU's rush defense is 93rd. We know Arkansas fucking loves to run the ball. You might see me go against Cougs this week.
Yeah, why do I want to take Arkansas here?
I think it's because they can run the ball, and BYU couldn't stop the run against Oregon. They couldn't stop it against Baylor. They couldn't.
What?
They gave up 200 to Notre Dame. What?
What is the spread on this, Jimmy John? Sorry,
it's
like 1.5.
BYU -3. Is that where it's gone?
Yeah, Arkansas -1.5, money line -118.
I would have loved to have got Arkansas +3 at the beginning of the week when I.
Yeah, that would have been beautiful. I was just down on them after last week, but I mean that's going to happen.
LSU, Florida. Anybody want any part of that one? Because I don't.
I'd probably be on Florida money line.
It is Tom Petty Day in Florida.
Oh, so. Yeah. Give me Florida money line too.
A little handicap in there.
You fucking free falling or not?
Because I'm free. Free betting.
Clemson's, is it still 4.5 at Florida State?
Yeah. Which one? Sorry.
Clemson, Florida State. I don't know if Clemson's going to be able to, or Florida State's going to be able to score.
Yeah, I'll probably lay 3.5 with Clemson.
Mississippi State, Kentucky. That one's 6.5.
Just not that high on Florida State.
Yeah, not yet.
Like, they've gotten better, but I don't think they're up there to be.
This might be the game.
They're not where they're up there only getting 3.5 points against Clemson.
I agree. Mississippi State's -6.5 Kentucky. Levis seems like he's going to go. I like Mississippi State, though, as a team.
Down to 4.5 now.
Oh, okay. Then I like Mississippi State even more then.
That means Levis is going to go.
Yeah, definitely. Might die with
the mayo, man.
Here's the what'd you say?
Might die with the mayo, man.
Though. Yeah, matchup wise, obviously Mike Leach. All they do is throw the ball, and Kentucky's pass defense is actually pretty good.
Yeah, so we'll Mississippi see State crushed Arkansas last week, right?
Yes, and then
I'm getting smacked by Mississippi State.
Last one we'll talk about today. Obviously, picks Friday. We'll have all whatever our picks are. USC still a dog against Utah?
Yep,
down to 3.
I looked at the matchups today. Both offenses are, I think, going to have a good day. But I don't know. Something about Utah just doesn't rub me right now.
I literally have nightmares about fucking watching Oregon storm into Utah and losing my shirt. I'm going to die. I'm going to die with USC here, but I mean, if Utah does me again, I might fucking wake up seeing fucking Utah in my fucking dreams, dude. Like, every time I think Utah's dead and like Oregon was getting 3 last year, walked in there, just dog.
Oh, God. Smacked in the math.
USC is different though, man. I think them getting 3 is a very good spot. I know the sharps and the money's on Utah, but, I'll be on the other side with USC for sure.
All right, let's do. Yeah,
I'm with you, Gumpy, with the USC.
You're insane. Yeah, if you don't take USC.
Yeah, I think I will too. And us all being on that scares me a little bit. so that was a little bit of a college football preview for this weekend. We'll do more on Picks Friday. I can't believe Kansas is +9.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We welcome back to the show for Hockey Talk. Is there hot tonight?
Tonight?
Is this on? No, it's not on. Tonight? Is it on now?
Sounds like it.
Yep. Tonight, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
YouTube.com/@hockeytalk?
That is correct. That is
Melrose is on?
Actually, Barry Melrose will not be on tonight. We did just get an actual guest confirmed. We weren't going to have one. Now we do.
Who?
Jason Zucker, Pittsburgh Pikeman, former Minnesota Wild.
Let's go. Let's go.
American hockey.
Fucking Zuck stud.
Yeah. Yeah. Excited to chat with him.
Gumpy was not thrilled when I told him what you said earlier.
Yeah, I was just trying to get Gumpy's gears riled up. It's my own fault. I don't blame Gumpy for it.
You got the nice, though.
Yeah, we did. Well, one and one, even Steven. What do you mean?
Well, those two teams were buzzing.
Two and zero would have been great.
Lock, dude.
All right, shut up.
Get out of here, you fucking New York.
When I first looked
at the lineup yesterday, when I just did the gut picks, went down without doing any research at all, I went, oh, Rangers at home in the Garden. Yeah. And then the more and more I thought about it, yeah. Gumpy also presented some good points.
Sure.
Hey, it's Tampa Bay. We don't bet against the Lightning when they're dogs.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the circumstances. Doesn't matter the situation. Yeah. The Bolts have carried us through some really tough times. So I just regret myself for not sticking to my
gut. It happens.
Nick, do you have any idea why everybody's on the Kraken in Anaheim tonight?
I don't. Yeah, good Honestly, team. I don't. Because it's not like they did anything crazy in the offseason that like really transformed the franchise.
Weren't the Ducks horrendous?
They were bad, but towards the end, they started playing a little bit better. And they've got young guys who are going to be good. They got Zegras, who could have been
fucking
rookie
of the year.
It's a highlight reel. They got a bunch of young talent there that's kind of waiting to go. That I think people are starting to look at them like they did the Kings like a year or two ago. Like they've been collecting younger guys for a while now, and now they're starting to get some ice time. They still got John Gibson. He's a stud. They definitely got some things to figure out. They lost Getzlaff. You know, he was a big guy. Big guy for them. But I'm not... They're not going to be a good team this year.
Okay. I know Gumpy likes two tonight. There's six total games. Let's go through. Do either of you like Columbus or and Carolina?
I'm on Carolina, the 60-minute money line at minus, I think it's at 172, which is a lot. But Carolina is expected to be one of the best teams in the East this season. Columbus got better, obviously, with Johnny Hockey. I think the Jackets fans are a little prematurely excited about playoff runs and cup runs and everything. Sure. They're still basically a one-line team. Carolina added Pacioretty, who's not going to play for a little bit.
Max.
They added Brent Burns, though.
Burnsy.
To an already good blue line. They're deep. They're fast.
Is fucking Jordo still there?
And Ron Brind'Amour still coaching the team.
Is Jordo still there?
Stalzy's still there.
Eric still there?
No.
Oh, no.
He's on a PTO somewhere, Gumpy. Where did he PTO? Florida, maybe? Paid I can't time remember. Off
I don't know. I'm high on both these teams. Yeah, I'm going to sit this one out for sure.
Okay. Toronto's and Montreal. I assume that's a big line.
It is massive. I want to stay away from it. And then looking into it, I'm realizing like Montreal's playing basically like four rookies on defense.
Okay.
If you're not familiar, there's only six defensemen playing in the game.
Yes, sir.
Montreal's not going to be very good again. I was going to sit it out at first, but when I saw that, I said, I got to jump on it. Give me the Leafs puck line, -1.5. It's almost at even money. It's -104 right now.
Fucking bees are going into the nation's capital. They are +120 dogs. Anyone on this one?
I like the bees as a dog going into Washington here.
Okay, I'm going against you, pal. I like the Caps at home. Give me OV coming out of the gate. Let's see what they got. They got a new goaltending situation. They signed Darcy Kemper, the Cup winner from the Colorado Avs. Boston
Swayman in net.
No, Olmark.
Love that question.
Your buddy Olmark. Linus Olmark's hitting the
stick. You want to win? Put Swayman in. We know the rules.
Love that question. Can't wait to get that question every night for the rest of the fucking season.
No Marchand, no McAvoy. Yep. Bergeron will play. Krejci is back. Pastrnak.
Krejci's back.
They got their check connection. But to start the season off, give me the Caps money line.
I'll make my first pick of the year. You give me +2.5 for the first game. Give me the Blackhawks +2.5.
First game of the season.
Yep.
No.
I was staying away from it. I couldn't do it.
I almost took the 320 money line just out of fucking just because I wanted.
Chicago Blackhawks could be the equivalent to District 5 before they
don't care. Give me the +2.5.
He's right. It is looking bleak in Chicago, but you never know. First game, you never know.
Flower there?
No.
Flower was
he was
there.
In Minnesota last year.
You're right. He did finish there.
There's nobody left in Chicago except for Kays and Tane. And
they'll do it.
Kane will be on his way out before the season's over.
All right, Blackhawks +2.5. Fucking mark me down.
Can't do it.
Cougs are in Edmonton. 160 dogs. Mark you down for the Cougs, huh?
Hell yeah. Money line. I was thinking +1.5, but I'll take money line. They got this thing tonight.
I did the exact same thing, Guppy. I said, ooh, +1.5. Nah, let's do it. Hell let's go Moneyline plus 160. Vancouver. Oilers, they got a new goalie. Jack Campbell, formerly of the Leafs, is going to be in net for Edmonton. We'll see how he goes. We'll see how his first venture out for the Oilers at home goes. But, you know, let's roll with the Cougars. Let's see what BBQ Bruce has up his sleeves.
And then the other night, Cap cracking her at the Ducks. Gumpy referenced it. Sounds like you guys kind of like the Ducks tonight.
I'm staying away.
The Ducks, Moneyline, short price, minus 120 at home. 13% of the money on the Ducks. Put me down for 13.5, boys.
Let's go. I don't hate it. I'm staying away. I got to see it. I got to see. And I won't. Like, there's no way I'm watching that game. But I gotta wake up and see the box score the next day and see how it went.
Fucking hockey betting is electric. I'm glad it's back.
It is. It's good to talk about. I'll jump in at some point. I mean, I guess I did 2.5.
Yeah, you're on the Blackhawks.
But that's not a – I mean, it's a real pick. I'm going to put money on it, but it's not a real pick.
here we go.
Are you looking at boosts?
There's no boosts.
There is a baseball boost. I believe it is Yu Darvish and Clayton Kershaw to combine for 10 plus strikeouts.
I don't hate it.
Even money. I'm on it.
I don't hate it. It's also, fucking crossover boost. Mookie Betts to record a hit and Connor McDavid to score a goal plus 300. They might fucking tempt me with a crossover bet.
I mean,
not bad, actually. I don't
Connor, yeah.
McDavid will get one.
Mookie might probably get one.
Mookie just needs a hit?
Yeah.
Plus 300?
Yeah.
What's McDavid just to score, though?
NHL.
Probably pretty good. I mean, they're at home.
Majors. Goal score.
That's a good bet, even money. Actually. Mark me down for that.
He's even money.
Put me down for a crossover Wednesday
boost. Oh, boost.
Hell yeah.
They should have included the fucking Raging Cajuns in their plus 10.5.
They should have put fucking... Jordan Staal to have 17 shots on goal.
Fuck off. all right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll preview Thursday night football, maybe do a little more college football, any NFL injury stuff like that, any news, more hockey.
Wide.
All right, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn. Damn.